Hey guys, and welcome to the Red Podcast. I know it's been a hot minute, but as always, it's me, Roy, and I'm here with
your main man. I probably should reinvent myself, huh?
Reinvent yourself.
Yeah. Who should I be now? No, actually, wait. That was my whole thing. My name changed every week. Anyway, I thought I was trying to do something. See, we haven't done this so long. I forgot that.
Damn.
I'm trying to reinvent something that I already do.
I think the last episode was in 2021, right?
Damn. That's the middle of COVID.
That's a long time ago.
Yo, how about this? Could we blame it on COVID?
I
feel like everybody, that's a scapegoat.
But so funny. Anything don't blame that, something at home for COVID.
Any kind of at home. Most people's podcast thrived when COVID. We're like, COVID came and fucked us up, man. Even though we started during COVID, I think.
We're just like, we're going to do it after. We don't need the help.
Yeah.
Even though we do need the help.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's been a hot
minute. It has, man.
Even though us getting back to this recording stuff, it's kind of strange. It feels kind of weird, but it also feels kind of natural.
Yeah, I was just thinking. I was like, this feels weird, but I feel like I'm right in the groove again.
Yeah, we used to do.
Our weakness is
consistency. Both of us, I think.
That's in life.
Yeah, I mean, not in general. I think me and your weaknesses, our strongest weakness is inconsistency.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
Yeah, mine is, I'll do it for a hot minute, and I'm like, shit. Well, tomorrow. Then tomorrow never happens, and I'm just like, shoot, it's a year now.
You know, with that, I don't follow it, but I was talking to my little brother. And he told me his problem with procrastination and stuff like that. And I told him the rule of thumb is as soon as you think about something and if there's nothing stopping you from doing it at that moment, just go do it. Instead of saying, I need to wash dishes. I'll do it later. Why are you not doing it now? Just get up and go wash them. Since you thought about it, might as well do it. If you think of anything, just do it. Unless there's something impeding you or there's something that you got to do before it. And you're just kind of reminding yourself, hey, I got this to do, but I have to do it by the end of the day or type of thing. But if you're just chilling on the bed or on your phone and you're like, yo, I got to wash dishes. If it crossed your mind, just get up and go do it.
Let's put it with the quotation, if it's a task, something healthy. You know, not like, shit, let's go ahead and,
obviously,
let's pull the gun out.
No. Obviously, I don't think anybody was thinking.
Hey, man, I was thinking I guarantee at least a solid five people.
No, I'm not talking about dark thoughts, not those.
Thoughts, yeah.
Not I could really beat my meat right about now. And then, that one is up to your discretion if you want to do it then and there.
And beating meat, Emmanuel was talking about making a Salisbury steak. You know how you have to hammer the meat.
Yeah, that's the one too. Yeah. But dishes,
homework, projects, assignments.
Yeah, for sure. But mostly, it was for reaching out to friends. And reaching out to friends and doing homework. I think it was for him. He'd tell me man, I thought about texting you earlier, but then I forgot and stuff. I'm like, yo, from now on, if you think about, you think of someone, and you're like, yo, I haven't heard from so-and-so in so long, just shoot them a text. Hey, how you doing? Just checking in on you.
I'm very guilty of that. I'm such a bad messaging person. Mm-hmm. If I don't talk to you on a day-to-day basis, you will not know anything that's happening with me or vice versa. I'm very bad at that. That's one thing I'm trying to work on too. Just trying to improve my messaging, which I think I did. I'm doing fine at. Not as good as I want it to be, but I think I'm doing fine.
Don't have object permanence yet. If somebody out of sight, out of mind.
Dude. Sometimes, man, getting older, I feel like that's becoming a trend. If I don't see it, I'm literally not going to fucking. I'm just going to forget about it. It literally has to be sometimes it has to be
in sight. Fuck it.
Yeah, for example, if I leave something in the fridge, leftovers, mm-hmm. and if it's something, say the milk or something's blocking it, I will completely forget about the leftovers until like maybe until I clean out the fridge.
Okay, maybe those are not good leftovers. Because I remember my leftovers.
That's true.
I remember all my leftovers.
No, I agree with you.
I remember most. If I like something, I remember it. Because I have
That's
plans
true.
for it the next day.
Oh man. But dude, how disappointing was that Filipino restaurant? Like I still think about it and I think about
Oh,
it.
wow.
And
You go
like
way
cuz
back.
yeah, cuz we're talking about leftovers and I'm thinking about oh, we brought leftovers over from the place and I just realized man.
Was it
That
disappointing
shit.
to you?
I was like that shit. I think I was just hyping it cuz I was just trying to live the nostalgia. Cuz I made the skewer, the pork skewer is what I forgot what it's called at home and I was just like yo my shit tastes so much fucking better than this restaurant. I was like maybe I'm being biased but I let
One.
Symphony taste it and she was just like yo this is actually pretty good better than the one from but then again she's my lady so I don't know how true that statement can be.
I'll tell you this. Yes, it is. I think it is biased, but at the same time, home cooked food is always better. It always tastes better.
Sometimes, man.
If you know how to cook, like I'm not saying like somebody
Yeah.
who's just learned, but I'm saying like if you have somebody who knows how to cook and versus somebody who's cooking in a restaurant who knows how to cook, most of the times home cooked tastes better. And the reason is I feel like when you cook in a restaurant, you have to make it palatable for everyone. So you don't go too extreme. Like that's why a lot of like when you go to a fast food joint when it's like a ghost pepper whatever, it's
Oh, the
never
one from
ghost.
Wendy's.
Like any type of like super spicy thing, they're not gonna make it as spicy as like let's say if you're a
No.
spicy eater, like you enjoy your stuff being spicy, you're not gonna be getting it from like freaking Wendy's or whatever restaurant. So I think at home you're able to spice it up a little bit, pour a little bit more seasoning, because all
Yeah,
these
to your
things got to go
flavor, to
through.
your palate.
They have to go through so many like testing and like taste testers or I don't know what they call those people to get it approved, to get it on the menu and stuff like. Especially the bigger the chains are, that's why I say like at home always tastes better because they can't overdo it in a restaurant because they
See,
have
the
to
thing is like
be for everyone.
I would agree with you, but man, I had some food from like
I
the
know what you're gonna say. Let me see if you say it, go ahead.
the Thai restaurant up the street, like when it first opened. Like dude, the food there, I was just like, how the fuck is she making this? I would try and make it at home. And like consistency and taste will be like, oh yeah, that's kind of like it. I taste it, but man, for some reason, I don't know what she's using. Maybe it's like that extra like fat in your forearms, not in your a little jiggly fat.
Under your
That's how you know food.
armpit,
Yeah, that's how you
that
know
fat,
food's
yeah,
good. Is that maybe
got
that's
that auntie
actually adding some
fat.
season. Yeah. but man, yeah. What sucks though is like there's a new chef because they got very popular. So now like they had to have like multiple chefs and like now I can't even eat there because like the food to me is not it doesn't taste the same. It sounds weird, but yeah.
So that's that kind of like falls into it too. Like when they first opened, they were still a small restaurant, not as well known. So they could spice it up as more people come. They probably got comments or whatever, and they had
Yeah, dude,
to tone
that's
it down
true.
for everybody's
Cause
palates.
I would always bring like friends. I'm like, hey, let's go have lunch over here. I was like, this Thai food is fucking bomb. I was like, there's not a really Thai restaurant near us, but man, like the food here is actually really that good. But yeah, I see what you're saying, like home cooked. But man, I was so disappointed at the Filipino restaurant because I was just like, I don't think they're actually using like this. Like when you make the shish kebabs. You're supposed to use like pork belly. I think they were using something else because it didn't taste right.
I don't know, man. I could do without pork belly too. I'm not a. I don't like fatty meats, like fat and grizzle and just stuff like that. I can't like
What's your favorite
skin.
steak then? Like what?
Probably like I don't know steaks very well, but I'd say filet mignon, I guess.
Damn, why you Jesus.
I don't know steaks. I just know like
I thought you were gonna
it.
say like, oh, New York strip. Oh,
Okay, maybe a New York strip.
ribeye.
I don't know which one is like less fatty. Like I said, I don't know the name of strips of steaks and cuts and
Steaks,
stuff
okay.
like that. So whatever that doesn't have a lot of fat on the ends, And honestly, other than chuck meat, like I don't, and ground beef and filet mignon, I guess I don't know the difference between like a steak. If I mean, if you gave me a piece of cook and you prepared it well, I couldn't tell you, oh yeah, this is a nice, I don't fucking ribeye or New York strip. I couldn't tell you.
Ribeye is my favorite. How do you take your steak? Like, have you, like, I'm sure you have. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you eat your steak?
So I've been through a journey. Growing
up, I used to be a well done guy.
Then I did medium well, just a sliver of pink. Then I went to medium, and now I'm around medium rare.
Same.
That's where I'm at. That's where, like, I'm like perfect.
Mm-hmm. Same. Because in my mind, I don't understand it. Why? I guess I was not educated. Because I used to eat steak, and I was like, it has to be well done. Well done. But then I kept hearing people like, oh, just try it. I was like, yeah, but it's raw meat. And I was like, I'm going to get sick. Then I didn't understand, like, oh, it's completely different. Like, the internal temperature, as long as it's cooked through, like, within this range, it's still, you know, safe to eat or whatever. But even then, like, it doesn't make any sense because it's such a contradiction, because I would eat sushi, and that's just pure raw fish.
Yeah. I could eat raw, like, steak undercooked and sushi. I try to be fancy. And also, I wanted to add with the meat thing, I think it's a cultural thing, too. At least for me, in my culture, same. We don't have any dishes that meat is not thoroughly cooked.
Yep.
Everything is well cooked. Done. So I don't know. And I don't think they know anything. Like in my culture, I'm sure that this doesn't speak for every single household, but overall, from what I could tell, there's no such thing as like, you know, a steak. We usually do something with the steak. It's rare for you to just eat a piece of steak. unless you go to like a restaurant, but like in our own cuisine, it's not the norm. It's usually in something, and usually it's usually chuck. So it's thoroughly cooked. But to your sushi point, I tried one night. I was feeling like I was feeling myself, I guess.
So every night?
Not like that. But I was feeling a little experimental, and I wanted to feel fancy. So I went to a sushi bar, and I ordered some nigiri.
Okay.
So if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, bro, but nigiri is the one with the fish on top of the rice, right? Sashimi? Which one is it?
Sashimi is just like raw fish.
Yeah.
I think nigiri is just, I think it's just eel.
Okay. Whichever, the not regular sushi rolls that we're used to, but the one where it's like a little rice ball thing and then it has a slither of fish on top of it. You know what I'm talking about, right?
That's sushi. That's just plain sushi then.
Then what's the other one called? Sushi roll?
Yeah.
I could sworn it has a special name. I don't know. I'm pretty sure, like, maybe in Japan they just call it sushi, but in America I'm sure it has like a specific name.
So I'm not too sure about the specific, but I know like anything like that's like on top of rice, like if it's like a slice of fish or eel or whatever, I know that's sushi. It's just what should we call it? I guess it's just like hand press.
Nigiri. So,
like, their hand.
Yeah, it is nigiri. Yeah. It's called nigiri sushi.
Yeah, it's just sushi.
It's called nigiri, though, is what I'm saying. Like
hand press, but hand press, and I guess that's a point that you do like the hand press, like somebody actually prepares it for you, like in front of you.
Yeah, it's like still considered sushi. Like I get that. I understand it's still like sushi, but I'm saying like if you were as an American, if you're ordering, like just to specify, it would be like nigiri, like the one where they have the slither of like tuna or salmon on top. But we're going on a tangent.
Yeah.
I basically was gonna say I ordered it just so I could feel fancy, because every time I see, like, you know, people who eat sushi like in movie or whatever, that's what they're usually eating. So I'm like, I want to try it. Not disgusting, but very, I wouldn't do it again.
Why is it? Is it a texture thing?
The texture, like, it doesn't. I know people say it tastes good. Oh my god! And I watch, Japanese people eat sushi, and it's just like, oh my god! Or any food critic, oh my god, it's so fresh, it's so. No, it's yes, it doesn't. I don't know. It's a texture, and it doesn't taste good to me. Like I just don't. I need a sushi roll. And I need.
I think I understand you, because I think I have, one of me and Stephanie's mutual friends. I think he doesn't like the texture of sushi, like the raw fish itself, but he likes like anything like the fried, like the tempura, the crunchy roll, and stuff like that. He doesn't like
crab. The fish.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's what it is. I think it's just the texture of the fish that you don't like. You don't like the taste of like raw fish.
I could
do. Oh, you don't like the texture of it.
The thing is, I can do the sushi roll if it has salmon, like the raw salmon and the raw tuna. I could do that in there, but I think the ratio is so much less that everything else covers it.
Yeah.
And it's not as potent. The like when you start chewing. You're feeling rice. You're feeling the seaweed. You don't feel the texture versus like the nigiri style. It's like a pretty big size piece of fish on top of the rice. Yeah,
it's just a slice.
Yeah, it's not that big, but in comparison to everything else, it's pretty sizable.
Have you ever had a sashimi?
Sashimi, is that like just the fish, right?
Yeah, it's just fish. It's
no,
fish
and, I wouldn't. Like,
so like in my culture, like. Sashimi is always like one of the biggest things. Like what we do is like, what my dad used to do, he would capture fish, then like the fresh fish, he'll take a chunk of the meat, and that meat will be predominantly only for sashimi. And like how he would make it will be like, it's kind of similar to like how poke is made, where it's like soy sauce, ponzu, ginger paste, garlic paste, or whatever. However you make your poke bowl.
Yeah.
Except he would just, oftentimes he can eat, he would eat it by itself, or he'll put it on top of rice. So in a way, it's like double purpose.
A poke bowl.
Yeah.
It turns into a poke bowl at the end.
Yeah. it does. And I remember one day eating it, and and I was like, this is pretty freaking disgusting. Like that was my first like thought as a kid, because I guess I didn't really understand it, like what I was eating or like what this is like the purpose for, but or like it was made to like my palate. But as the years get like passed and I get older, I realize that yo, I'm all about the raw fish, like what? Like that's put it on top of rice, you know. Sometimes I can eat it by itself, like some of these Korean markets have like sushi grade like tuna, and you can buy it and you can make your poke at home.
Yeah, I'm good.
You gotta try it. I think the different, like you said, it's the ratio. But if have you had a poke bowl?
I made a poke bowl myself. But I cooked the salmon.
So you just had fish on top of rice.
It basically what I did. I had all the ingredients, and then I was like, instead of so basically all the sauces that you'd put on the poke bowl, like you could the ponzu and then the soy and all that kind of stuff. I just took the salmon and just put it in a skillet and marinated that sauce and all those sauces basically, and I didn't overcook it, so it was like it just was heated. And salmon, you know, like if it's cut into little pieces, it'll take too much to cook it. So I didn't leave it in there too long. And that was funny. Doable. Like just
my guy
toasted.
Made fried rice.
Yeah.
I was like, this is my poke bowl.
I was like, hey, it's poke bowl for my palate. I couldn't do the whole.
You gotta try it. I'll make you one, because you know how I cook. And like you, so far you like
not cooking basically. That's the problem.
Essentially, you kind of are, because like, what I would do, I would marinate the tuna, and I always go with tuna, for about like a day. So it would be marinating, and it would be cooking it with the acidic acid or whatever in the sauce. So
you marinate it?
Yeah, I marinate it.
Oh, that's kind of different, in a way.
Yes and no. Because
Really?
like you can make yeah you can make Pokeball in like different ways. You can have like just the direct raw fish, or
And I'm saying the
you
way
can
you're
marry it.
doing it, it's a little different because
How I do it is how I do it is like kind of traditional for like my family. Like how my dad would do it is that he would marinate again. Like I said, he'll make a sauce and he'll marinate the fish. Then like he will eat it or put it on top of rice. But I'll make you one because like so far you like everything that I'm making unless you're lying to me.
No. It's stuff for good, but I don't think it's just one of those things where you can't make texture better.
You can.
The texture of like a fish, you can't. I guess you marinate. That's what I'm saying. Yours is a little different because it's marinated. Maybe it breaks it down a little bit, and it makes it. I don't know.
I think
Feel
you'll like
better.
it cause like you said, it's like the cause like I'm not giving you like slabs of fish. Like it's cubed up fish. So,
Still pretty
like,
decent sized cubes, right? Or do you make them?
like not that huge. Like they're maybe like half an inch, if
Yeah,
anything,
like the
maybe
thing
less
is,
than
I don't
that.
have a problem eating it. I just can't eat the like you said, the big portion. So if you made a Pokeball, I would just take a big spoon of rice and a little cube versus
Yeah.
four cubes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it'd be fine.
We'll see. Oh, question. Out of all the stuff I have made, which one do you like the most?
To be honest, I don't recall a lot of the stuff you made.
Damn,
And
hurtful.
not in a bad way. 'Cause
Oh.
I remember the moments of like eating your food, but I can't think of like anything. The chicken you made for Thanksgiving, the Korean fried chicken that you
Yeah.
made two Thanksgivings ago, that was really, really good.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, but I just remember going to your place like back in the day. Back in our college days, and then you'd like be grilling and stuff like that. That's kind of like
Yeah.
more
I was
remember eating
a
it.
honestly, I was an okay cook back then. I feel like now I have like refined my
Well, I don't
craft.
eat your food that often, though.
I know, but I'm just saying,
No, I'm saying.
like in a general sense, like compared to
Oh.
like food I would make, I think now like my food now I can now I'm at a point where I can make recipes and like copy recipes without like really like seeing measurements. Like
Use
the tone
measurements?
yeah.
Wow.
I used to like I use measurements. I have like I try to do like what I do to learn a recipe is that I follow the recipe like from like beginning to end. Making sure every measurement's correct, like grams. I always measure. Like I don't like recipes that don't measure in grams, because I feel like grams is a very accurate measurement. And like now, like I can make it. Like I can make anything from like Filipino all the way to like pretty much any
Italian.
Asian. Yeah, pretty much any Asian dish I can make. Like I know how to make Thai food. I know how to make Korean food. I know how to make Filipino food. I know how to make like Chinese chili oil, a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like how much like I went from like in college to now, and like Stephanie always tells me she's like you should open a food truck, and I was like the only thing I would ever sell would probably just be Korean fried chicken. That would be the only thing I sell.
A Korean fried chicken truck.
Yeah.
I'd go there.
But yeah, because people like because I gave you guys a lot because like man, when I made it, everybody just ran through it. Like I was like, "Fuck, dude!" I was like, "Damn!" Because like I only had like maybe like one or two pieces, and I cooked like a whole entire like bag of chicken. And like my sisters came and they took a shit ton. My mom came and she took a shit ton too. And I remember like I'm there like they keep asking me like, "Hey, you should make this for New Year's or you should make this for." What you may call it
For
for something like
others,
special holiday,
yeah.
yeah. But very interesting. I'm not too sure if I had anything that you
I was
made.
literally go. That's what I was waiting to say. I don't like. I was like, I don't think you ever had my cooking. Yeah,
No.
we could change. Maybe.
Yeah.
Have you gone to? Like, I remember I brought food over once because of like we had a
Oh yeah, you
potluck.
did, bro. That the picklet, oh, what you call it?
Pickles.
Yeah, those things was so it was spicy, but it was really good.
Yeah, I gave you food, but I didn't cook that food though.
Yeah, I know
Like
you
my
told
aunt
me.
cook all that.
That yeah, we ran through that. I ate a good bit of it.
Yeah. But I've cooked once, like for a potluck we all had as a friend. I don't remember if you were there.
More than likely, I wasn't.
Yeah. You checked out a long time ago, so you probably were there. But I need to cook for you too. Show you my.
You know what we should do? We should make ramen, like legit ramen.
Yeah, I planned on doing that actually.
I want to make
the broth and everything.
What's that fucking thing called? Like, it's such like a very important part of like ramen. It gives it the umami flavor. What the fuck is it called? Like, it's like when you get it from the seaweed that you have to like
What's it? Hey, I feel like that's, you know, kind of your domain to know.
Seaweed?
No. All the Asian cuisines. You know, other people, man. Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Ramen is actually one of those things that I'm just like kind of afraid of makeup because it's such a process.
It's a long process. I looked at some recipes just to see how it goes, and just the broth alone, that's what takes time. It's just the broth. It's like a whole day process.
Yeah,
to make some ramen authentic.
Because I want to make also like the char siu. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Oh, the pork belly.
Yeah, I want to make that.
See, as much as I like pork belly, and this goes to like the fat, I don't like fatty. Like, if it was just a slab of meat, I'd be like, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be that. It can be something else.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that there's the fattiness of it. I don't like it. Like, I don't know how people eat, like bone marrow. I feel like I could do it, but like chicken skin has to be super crispy. Like, it has to be fried.
I love chicken skin.
Man. Yeah, but damn. I can't eat like chicken skin, like on a, like, I don't know. On a like roasted chicken, unless the skin is dried out, I don't like, or certain parts, like I don't eat chicken. It's not that I don't eat chicken thighs, but like fried chicken, like if I'm getting, I don't get the chicken thighs. I know it's the juiciest part, or whatever, but it's just because it has so many veins and nonsense in that area. I don't chicken thighs and stuff. It's just the ugliest looking meat out of it. So I usually go for wings and breasts.
So you're what part of the meat is that? Is that white meat?
Or yeah, white meat. I'm a white meat guy. I don't like the dark meats. Like, cause I have to pick. I like eating them, but I gotta pick through the food. Versus like chicken breasts, most of the breasts I could eat the whole thing. The chicken wing, I eat the whole chicken wing.
Damn, bro, you just meant to eat healthy.
Yeah, I can't eat the chicken thighs like that, man. I'm just picking through it because I'm like, and then after a while I get grossed out because it's too veiny. It's too, like, I don't know, like, and I don't know. I'm not saying this for like home cooked meals or other things. I'm just talking about like when you get it at a restaurant or a fast food or a KFC. Like, I'll just get, like, if I'm getting a bucket for like family or whatever, I'll get whatever. But if I'm getting like a combo anywhere, it's always white, like, meat. The white meat combo. I'll pay the extra if they ask for it, but I'm not going to do.
That's fucking. Nah. I don't care, man. Pita, put a piece of chicken, and if it tastes good, I'm fucking eating it. Dark meat, white meat, I don't give a damn. Really? If it tastes good, I'm fucking eating it.
Yeah, I skip on the white meat, on the dark meat, man.
That's pretty funny. But yeah. So I think we should end the episode here, just like a little short one. Then like we probably will, like,
we're back.
Yeah, this is do a little short one, like I think 30 minutes is, because we're crossing on 30 minutes. Yeah. So I think it's that'll be a good
time. It's crazy, we get on here, we just lose track of time.
Yeah, again, that's just how it is, man. That's why we're doing this,
because
we can talk fucking forever. But anyways, guys, that's gonna do it for us. We're gonna be back maybe next week.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to figure out a scheduling for the uploads and whatever. We are also going to be on TikTok, so you can insult us there.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
But, but yeah. But all right, guys, we'll see you later.
Peace.